Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday, May 27th, 2022. And well, happy Star Wars Celebration. And more importantly, happy Obi-Wan release day. That's right. Parts 1 and Part 2 of Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi is out now on Disney Plus. And well, I was planning on getting up and just watching the first episode, and it just kind of worked out that I ended up getting up at like 4:30, like not even on purpose. It just kind of happened. I think my body was just like, hey man, like there's new Star Wars out. You got to get up and watch both these episodes. And so sure enough, I did. I got up. I was like, man, it's 4:30. I can get both these episodes in, hopefully, depending if they're not too long. And I did it. I went ahead and watched both episodes. And so obviously this is going to be a spoiler cast here. So if you have not watched the episodes, I am going to be jumping into a lot here with them. So just be warned, but I will give just quick little impressions here. It's great, man. Like I'm really enjoying this series so far. I couldn't help but have a massive smile on my face that very first time Ewan McGregor just appears on screen. It's so awesome. So cool to see. And the story where it's going is very interesting. So that's enough of that. Go watch the episodes. Come on back. We'll be here. Of course, I'll be here every week talking, breaking down the latest episodes. So we'll get into that. So there you go. There is your spoiler warning. So let's kick it off here with the spoilers. And wow, like I said, Ewan McGregor back to playing Obi-Wan is just awesome. Getting this glimpse of his regular life, kind of what's been going on Tatooine. And you know, seeing him working just kind of the standard job where it seems to be they're just, I guess, cutting meat. He's like a weird sandworm butcher, I guess, is what he's doing. You know, I thought it was kind of funny how, you know, you see the guy at the end saying, we're only getting half of what we're at the end of their shift. You know, they're only getting paid half of what they're supposed to be getting. You know, not quite sure why that was the case, but, you know, Obi-Wan just kind of rolls with it. The guy's like, you got a problem with that. Just, nah, whatever. He's fine, you know. Is he stealing the meat, too? I wasn't sure if he was actually stealing it or if they're allowed to get it. You know, I couldn't see if anybody else was getting it. But Obi-Wan, you know, he's doing all right. You know, he's living in his cave, watching Luke. We see the glimpse of him watching Luke. He's got a little Jawa that doesn't really seem to live with him. I forget what was his name, Tina or Tinka or something like that. Who is basically stealing from him and reselling the items back to him, which Obi-Wan knows, but he just kind of rolls with it. He sees Luke, and we've seen this image multiple times in the trailer, kind of wanting to fly the little, like almost like he's pretending he's flying this little speeder. And so like because of that, he gives him some parts in that this Jawa has, again, stolen from Obi-Wan. Although actually, I guess he maybe stole them from Obi-Wan, but he took them off, I guess, what is Obi-Wan's ship that he flew to Tatooine on. That seems to be kind of what he's like scrapping that he found out there. But we do see, you know, the Inquisitors are on Tatooine. They're hunting. There is another Jedi who they encounter in the very beginning. Again, that scene we've seen in the trailer. The Inquisitors look great. They're very threatening. You could tell, obviously, all the just common folk and regular people on Tatooine know who they are, know their reasoning for being there. And we see kind of a brutal action when they cut off the hand. It's always hands in Star Wars, right? You know, you always got to cut off the hands. But they're hunting him down. And we see later on that same Jedi approaches him, approaches Obi-Wan. And, you know, Obi-Wan just acts like he's not who he is and tells the guy basically to get the hell out of there. And he tells him to go and bury his lightsaber out in the desert, which we learn later on. Of course, that's what Obi-Wan has done. You know, I think the Inquisitors, they set them up pretty good, you know, in this first episode. And then even obviously in the second episode, we get a lot more of them there. I think the I kind of talked about it last week about how I was hoping the Inquisitors were really going to be now finally kind of in the mainstream. And I think just from these two episodes, I think they've done a great job at doing that. Obviously, the beginning of this episode where we see how just brutal and vicious they can be, where they just are killing innocent people. We get the great scene with Uncle Owen, of him being threatened in front of a giant crowd, and the third sister, basically, you know, Reva, I think is who we end up kind of learning her name is. You know, knowing that Owen's a farmer, knowing that he has a family, and that basically says, like, I'm going to kill his whole family. But we learn there's actually infighting within the Inquisitors, and that she essentially is kind of on this war path to find Obi-Wan. And it kind of turns out, from what we're what I've gathered at least so far, is that it seems like she really just wants to earn the favor of Darth Vader through all this, that's kind of what is pushing her along. Now we get the Grand Inquisitor and the fifth brother, I think is what they're calling him. You know, basically saying like, hey, like, you know, stay in line. Like, that's not what you're going to do, especially the fifth brother. I mean, he knows what she's trying to do to kind of garner this favor, of Darth Vader. And, you know, I mean, I'm just going to jump to it. The very end of episode two, she kills the Grand Inquisitor. But does she? Because this is actually supposed to take place a few years before Rebels. And so it's like, is this another Grand Inquisitor? Is this not the same Grand Inquisitor that we know? I mean, we see him on the ground dead. Are they retconning that? Is that something that they want to change? I mean, I wouldn't think that would be the case. I mean, I would think because Disney themselves are the ones that actually put Rebels out, you know, this isn't like a pre-Disney acquisition, like a Clone Wars type thing where they're, you know, are kind of following it loosely, but, you know, maybe changing some things. This is straight up like Disney made that story about the Inquisitors. Why retcon that? Why retcon your own story? So it's going to be either this Grand Inquisitor is going to be, you know, alive somehow. I mean, look, the very end of the episode, we see Darth Vader in a back to tank, right? Like, it can happen. They bring people back essentially almost from the dead. I mean, Darth Maul has come back how many times? Countless times. I think he'd be all right. You know, I think they can give him a little bit artificial guts or whatever you want to say they could give him. I mean, we've seen this obviously in things like Boba Fett and all that. So it's possible, you know, they can make it happen. Or is it just a different Inquisitor maybe that's potentially coming in? I don't know. I really, at first, I thought it was cute, you know, seeing Leia, seeing her on Alderaan. Jimmy Smith's coming back was awesome, you know, as Bail Organa. I was thinking we were only going to get glimpses and that maybe they just were kind of like, hey, let's just kind of show them what's going on with Leia. But this is actually the major plot point. And like, what a great thing to base a Obi-Wan story on, right? Base it on what everybody thinks is Obi-Wan is just stuck looking for and dealing with Luke. But it's actually that, you know, he also has to be somewhat concerned with Leia. That sure, Bail is the one that's supposed to really be over her, but ultimately it also falls onto Obi-Wan. And in this case, I mean, what a great way to do it and have her be kidnapped. And that's kind of what sends Obi-Wan and brings him out of hiding. I mean, I think about it, that's really the only thing that could pull him out of hiding is the danger of the other child, of Anakin. And so, man, I think that's awesome. And, you know, at first, I'll be honest, like the little girl playing Leia, she's cute, but it took really until the second episode where I really kind of started warming up to her. You know, she was just kind of like, okay, this is just some little girl. Like, yeah, we know she's playing Leia, but by the second episode and kind of hearing more of her dialogue, it was pretty awesome. And of course, she's got to, you know, run away and not believe Obi-Wan when the call goes out for him to be wanted. It's like, come on, Leia. Like, no. But you know what? That's what Leia would do. She would be just too smart. Like, she would see that picture and be too smart and know, like, wait a minute, you could be lying to me. And that's essentially what happens, right? I love the fact, the big surprise, I had no idea that Flea was going to be in the show playing Vect. Flea, of course, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, he's been in movies before doing small cameos and things like that. But I mean, that just to me, that was awesome seeing that this morning. I thought that was so cool. Having Flea be a part now of the Star Wars universe. I don't know if that was known or if that was kept secret, but to me it was kept secret. I mean, I really just kind of stayed away from a lot of the info about the show, other than just watching the trailers that they put out. And of course, he was not in the trailer. I mean, I guess the back of his head was, that, you know, the one scene where we see, who I assume Flea is killed with the spinning lightsaber from the Grand Inquisitor. You know, we hear him scream. I guess he was in that trailer, but I don't know if he was in it anywhere else. But I thought that was kind of cool having that be, just again, have him be a part of it. And, you know, it's interesting. At first, I was kind of surprised at how the third sister, you know, Reva knew that Obi-Wan was somewhat connected to Leia, because she kidnaps her knowing that it would draw Obi-Wan out. So I'm like, wait a minute, is it common knowledge that who these children are? But obviously, I don't think that's the case. That, you know, she said something that she was able to find within the archives, this link between him and Leia. And she just assumed that would draw him out. You know, it wasn't exactly known who those children are, just other than Obi-Wan has that link to, to Bail Organa, and that was where she knew that would pull him out. We got a glimpse, of course, in the very beginning of Order 66, which was interesting to see. You know, just obviously always terrible to see the younglings running and doing what they can. I don't really think there was any other link to that, to maybe knowing who those Jedi were. I thought there was a small chance we're going to get a little Grogu glimpse in there. Of course, we didn't, not yet at least. You know, I'm trying to think who else is going to show up in the show. I mean, obviously, we had Hayden Christensen at the end and in the tank. I'm assuming we're going to get more of that probably here moving forward. Next week, I mean, I hope that's not the only glimpse we're going to get. I hope we're actually going to get him out of the tank, especially, I mean, we got to probably get a scene of Reva going to meet with Obi-Wan, or not Obi-Wan, with Anakin, and kind of, you know, filling him in on what happened. Is she going to now suddenly try to take the rise in the mantle of the Grand Inquisitor, kind of in what's here? And then, you know, of course, when the Grand Inquisitor, I would assume, comes back, I mean, I really hope they don't do the retcon of his death. If he is the same Grand Inquisitor, I mean, they have to bring him back. And I mean, obviously, just the way he looks, I would assume that is who he is. This planet Dayu, I don't know if we've seen that before. I mean, to me, it seemed kind of new, but I really dug the aesthetics and everything about it. I mean, we kind of saw this in the trailers and that, but it really is kind of this like cyberpunk type city with all the dark and the neons and all that. I mean, it just looked awesome. Obviously, very corrupt city. I didn't even mention Haja. He great new character, interesting character, pretending to be a Jedi. You know, I was kind of laughing. I'm sitting there thinking, when he's doing all these things, I'm like, he's just doing all this out in the open. And it's like, no. He's all smoke and mirrors. He's got magnets on his hand that he's using to be like the Force. He's basically just scamming all these people. But of course, turns out to be somewhat the hero in the end by helping Obi-Wan and Leia escape. What was the little, I forget the little droid that Leia had too, man. You know they're going to be selling tons of those toys. I mean, they always got to put something like that in there to have kids love and get all excited over. So far, I think the series is off to a great start. I think we're only getting, is it 6 episodes total? It's just awesome seeing Ewan McGregor back as Obi-Wan, kind of playing that character. I mean, he's a much beloved character. And I don't know if you caught a glimpse yesterday. I saw a clip of Hayden and him at Star Wars Celebration, crowd just going bananas when they came out on stage. Because look, I mean, for so many people, obviously Star Wars is Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and all that. But there is a whole generation where that is their Star Wars, right? Clone Wars, all of that. And, it's something special. I mean, I was in high school when those movies came, when the first one came out. And so, of course, it's my Star Wars as well, too. But, I always had the history going back to the other ones as well. But this is just, this is great. This is really something special, I think, they're putting together here. And I can't wait to just see where it's going to go. I mean, I really want to see when Vader comes into play, because the ending of this episode obviously really left us with a teaser, especially with him being helmetless. Like, that to me was great. And it, from what we can see, I mean, it really looks what would be kind of that perfect blend of where we saw him at the end of Revenge of the Sith to where you see him at the end of Return of the Jedi, you know, all white and a little bit chunkier, I guess, a little bit, you know, head's a little bit bigger and rounder. I mean, that's what he looks like at the end of Return of the Jedi. So I can't wait to see where this is going to go and how it's all going to play out. So that's going to do it for me here today, guys. Let me know your thoughts on the series so far and kind of where it's going. I just watched the episodes here. I mean, there's probably a lot more to pick through here, but just, you know, to have two episodes come out like that, I mean, there's a lot that kind of happened there. And I think there's going to be a lot more to dissect here as all this moves forward. So let me know what you're thinking. Email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter, @MarkTurk, M-E-R-K-T-U-R-C. I want to know your thoughts. You know, I haven't even gone online at all to kind of see what the reception of this is. I kind of like always doing that. But I have a feeling people are going to be digging this. I think there may be some discussion about the Grand Inquisitor death, of course. I'm really interested to see how people are receiving Leia. I think the plot point, I think people, you really shouldn't have any gripes over the plot point. I mean, you know, the like I said, if there's anything that can pull Obi-Wan away from protecting Luke, basically, or being there for Luke, is being there for Leia, right? I mean, I'm sure it didn't take long for them to make that leap. Like, either we have a threat to Luke, or we have something with Leia, and it seems like, you know, I don't want to say that we know more of what goes on with Luke, but it's just kind of assumed that Luke, kind of living that solitary life, there wouldn't really be as many threats to him. Or when it comes to Leia, I mean, she's out in the public spotlight, right? Her father is a senator, and so they're always living this life of intrigue by the public, probably of public scrutiny, all of that. And so somewhere, somehow, someone's going to find out who she is, or at least that there's somewhat of a link, or maybe not. Maybe, you know, I mean, obviously this kidnapping was tied to trying to pull Kenobi out, but even then, like, somebody still could just try to kidnap her, because it's like, it's a senator's child. They may have something against Bail Organa. So, like, at some point, she was going to be threatened. Like, it just was a destined thing in this, you know, vile Star Wars-type universe, right? If it's going to happen. So I think that's good writing. I think that was a great way for them to do it. Now, is it going to all pay off and lead to really what we all want it to? That I don't know. So far, I think that's that plot point coupled in with just kind of the everyday life of Obi-Wan was pretty awesome. So again, that'll do it for me here today, guys. Let me know your thoughts on Obi-Wan Kenobi. I really would love to know what you guys are thinking about it. And until next week, Monday, we're going to be talking. There's been all kinds of Star Wars Celebration news coming out. Some awesome trailers, some new announcements. We'll be talking about all that on Monday, because today actually is day two of Celebration. So I'm sure there's even more stuff that'll be coming out. But I'll be talking about all that on Monday. And we'll be getting to all that. So until then, everybody, have a great weekend. And we'll catch you next time.